来了，
来
了，
来了。Hi, Virginia.
Yeah, hey, Daniel.
Yes, this is. How are you?
Okay, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm so sorry I'm 21 minutes late. I just
That's okay.
the office. It was
All
still
right.
in traffic. Well, how are you doing? How's everything at your end?
Okay. Getting there. Getting there, Daniel. Yep.
So far, in terms of the project, everything is going smooth?
Yes, it is. The book cover has been approved. I approved the book cover.
Mm-hmm.
From the, I got the letter from the chamber regarding the book. I had submitted, you know, for the for the name of the book.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the letter. I framed it.
That's nice.
Yeah. So I spoke with Ella. The book cover, the one that Raphael did, the cover is, I approved it. So I believe we're moving along.
It is actually
and
pretty.
There is
no barrier.
Pardon me?
I'm saying that things are progressing.
Yes, they are.
All right.
And they're progressing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So I do have a – I know today I will give you a deposit so we can move forward.
Mm-hmm.
I had a question.
Yes.
I know we were discussing if the book does go into a hardcover, is there – I know you told me if it goes into a bookstore, and then the printing – I need to pay for the printing.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what if it went into a hardcover? Does that mean additional – of course, it's different than softcover –
it is the price difference. For example, if you're getting the paperback for $20, you have to get the one hardcover for around $35 to $37. So you can see the difference.
Oh,
hardcovers
I see. So that's only So that's only if it went into a bookstore.
Yeah, and usually. So far, the number of pages that you have, it will the demand they will give us is regarding the paperback, not for the hardcover. Otherwise, there's no margin for the profit.
Oh, okay.
Not for the bookstores, okay. Not even for the author. Because if you are selling the book for around $40 to $45,
mm-hmm.
people will hesitate to purchase that.
Oh.
But yeah, once you are a well-known, notable author, people know about you, you are working on the series with Netflix, with other platforms too, then if you are selling your copy for $100, for $200, people will definitely buy it.
Really? It could go that high?
Yes, it can.
Oh.
It only depends on the brand. If you have a big fan following, then definitely people will invest their money on you.
Wow. So when you say invest their money, that means a company would invest the money in the book?
No. Every individual.
For
example, if they want to purchase your book and they're not bothering the cost of the book, that means they just want to go, they like you. And they want to invest their money into your brand without any doubts.
So now since the book is about caregivers, if an organization, because there's many, organization became interested in the book, then do they contact you? Do they contact me? What is that?
They will definitely contact you because on the internet, our company, our team won't be mentioned. along the book title name, or we will not associate our name anywhere. It's going to be solely your property. So if anyone wants to invest, or they want to like work on your book, like in order to create a series or anything like that, yes, there is a possibility, because we usually work with them too. So we can definitely put a request to them to review the manuscript of your book and let us know, like give us your their reviews about it.
Mm-hmm.
But by any chance, if they are approaching you on their own, then they will do it to, like they will approach you directly, not us.
So then how do they approach me? I'm on the internet, or how does that work?
Obviously on the internet, because on Amazon there will be an author page as well, separately, where the people can follow you. And definitely,
I'm writing...
I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Ella sent me the publishing pages, and
mm-hmm.
I've already done the page on the author, and then the page on the book.
Yep. But
so,
on the other hand, you are now investing your money on marketing too. So then you will be available through a Facebook, through your Instagram.
Okay, I don't have Instagram. I don't have Facebook. Well, I have Facebook, but I haven't used it in years. So do you maintain that for me, or how does this
yes,
work?
Definitely. We're going to create that page for you under your name, and we're going to do the all the marketing on the Instagram page for you. And we will also share the credentials for their page as well. And remember, I told you that there will be a monthly progress report too.
Right. You will maintain that. And
definitely.
Then you would tell me how to access it myself also?
Definitely. Or Ella, Rafael, anyone will be on call with you, and definitely we will guide you that how to use the Instagram. It's so easy. If you're on Facebook, it's not difficult.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yes, she gave me all the pages for the publishing questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I focused on, well, then the team can read it, on the author, about the author and also about the book.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty impressed with it myself, but I mean, we'll see what the team thinks. So, but right now, I will give you, so we're down to $1,200, am I correct?
Correct. Total $1,200.
So I'm going to give you, I'll give you the account number, and then I'll get a text from them, because normally I'm going to give $350. And then I believe that will bring me down to 4 monthly payments of around $211 or something.
Okay, I'll share the paid receipt with you, then you can reply back to that email with the dates that when you want to pay the next installment. Or as I said, that every month a representative will give you a call, and then you can notify them that you can call me
right.
on this date, and I will give you the details.
Okay, so let me give you the bank account. And like I said, the first time this was done, I got a notification because the bank is very good as far as
mm-hmm.
Being protective. And then I had to just text them back to,
yep.
yes,
you have to authorize
it.
The payment. It is actually
right.
for
yep.
your
okay.
security purpose.
Yes, hold on, Daniel, hold on.
Sure.
I wanted to ask you, Daniel, once the book is completed, right, it becomes a book,
mm-hmm.
do I get a free copy of it?
Well, we can send you one copy from our site.
Okay. That would be just nice to have.
Yeah, you can review it. And after that, once you said that everything is good to go, then we will proceed with the publishing. How about that?
Okay. That's great. So let me get my glasses. Hold on. I'll give you the number. Hold on. I need my address.
Sure, sure.
Okay, Daniel. The card number is 4744.
Mhm.
7603.
Mhm.
0325.
I'm so sorry. 0325, you said.
Correct. 8364.
Mhm.
And a 127 expiration. And the code is 690. And the full name on the card is Maria V. Aponte.
Okay.
And it's $350.
8364. All right. And it is for $350. All right. I got it.
Okay.
And could you please confirm me the billing address associated with this card?
Sure. 657 Southeast 22 Drive, Homestead, Florida, 33033.
330 and?
33.
All right, it is 657 Southeast 31st Avenue, you said.
No, 657 Southeast 22 Drive.
22 Drive.
Correct.
Just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Homestead, Florida. 3303. All right. Now, Virginia, I'll go ahead and share the details with my finance department. If you want, I can put you on hold to provide you the confirmation over the phone, or should I give you a call back or send you an email along with the papers?
You can send me an email, and like I said, you'll probably get a notice like the first time, you know, about the bank, and then I'll probably get a text.
Yeah. If there's anything happen like for that, how about if I'll just put you on hold for 2 minutes?
Of course.
All right.
Going to put you on speaker, okay? Okay, good. All right.
Thank you. Thank you so very much for holding the line, ma'am. Are you there?
Hold on. Okay. Let me just take your speaker. Okay. I'm here, Daniel.
Yep. So you must have received a text message from your bank to authorize the payment.
I got it just now. Hold on. I just got it. Okay. 1 second. Yeah, I'm pretty anxious to see the book.
Well, you won't be disappointed. You're working with professionals, and I'm telling you that there is a long way to go. It's not just that we are working for this book. Once you're going to see the results, then definitely it's going to motivate you to come up with some different concepts as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, I'm positive.
Yeah, good. So then also, yes, I'm just telling them, yes, I approved it. So then once it goes, what I'm thinking of doing is, once we start publishing it, you know, Amazon's, I'm thinking of opening an account, and then do I let you know that account so that the money would just, How does that work?
So that will be great if you can create a separate account, and you can associate that account to your publishing pages, to your publishing profiles. Then whatsoever royalties that are coming, that will straight come to that particular account. And this way, you can at least have the record that so far how many earnings you're getting.
Mhm. Yeah, I think that's a better way of handling it.
Yep.
I suggest
this thing to my client to create a separate account.
So then the money goes, I don't know, how does that work? Would it go to you and then you send it to me, or how does that?
As I said, that it has nothing to do with us once the book is live. The profile will be created under your name, under your account details. So your bank account details, your address, everything will be associated to you. So whatever, if anyone is purchasing a book, Amazon will take a certain percentage of royalty because they're going to handle the publishing and shipment from their side,
mm-hmm.
and the remaining will transfer into your bank account. But now let me tell you how this works.
Mm-hmm.
Once your page is live and you sell the one copy, Amazon
mm-hmm.
will release the payment after 2 months. This thing just happened with the first copy of your book. But after 2 months, you're going to see the payment coming along.
So then Amazon would have, okay, so how does Amazon know where to send the money? Do you send the account information to Amazon, or how does
yes.
that work?
Yes, the questionnaire form that you will fill out for the publishing, you have to submit
mm-hmm.
your account details over there. If you are not creating the Amazon profile. Otherwise, if you are creating that, then you can submit everything from your side. Once the account is created, you can hand over the credentials to us.
Okay. So then I would handle this questionnaire that Ella sent me. It wants to know the bank and the account. So that's where all that information goes.
Correct.
Yes?
Correct. But sometimes
then,
it does not feel secure sharing their a social security number. So they prefer to create their account on their own, and then they will share these credentials to us, the username and password.
Oh, guess I wasn't not, I saw that. I'm not too, I was telling Ella, I'm not comfortable with the social at all. So,
yes, that's why I'm telling you this option upfront. You can simply create the Amazon profile on your own, and then you can hand over the credentials to us. From there, my team will proceed with the publishing.
Oh, so this form that Ella sent, it also wants my income tax information. I wasn't too comfortable with that.
Yep. So the simple way is just to create the profile on your own. So in this way, you're not sharing all these details with anyone except from Amazon, because at the end, they have to send you the money.
Okay. I had some fraud with Amazon. I'm not too, I don't feel too secure sending Amazon that information.
Well, what sort of fraud?
Pardon me?
I'm saying, what kind of fraud?
Well, you know, I got a call that the account was hacked, and then I really wasn't that familiar. I think it was Amazon. So then they said, let me help you via the phone, and then they hacked my whole computer. And then, you know, I even tried to call Amazon, their corporate office, and you know what I was told?
Mm-hmm.
We are not permitted to forward any kind of, we're not permitted to forward this type of conversation to any executive.
Now, let me tell
you,
it must be someone else, because nowadays you can, you yourself can notice that how many scam calls you're getting on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is that people, they are pretending that they are from Amazon, but they are actually not. Amazon will never give you a call, first of all. If you have to talk, if you have any concern, you have to call Amazon. or you have to send any email. If they want to correspond anything with you, they will initiate with the email, not with the call.
So now, is it safer just sending? I mean, Ella really reemphasized that sending the information to you, not you, you know, the company, would be under a very safe.
Definitely, because I know why I'm providing all these information upfront to you regarding the hesitation that you're having right now for sharing the social security number, because we are went through with all these scenarios as well. But we have a lot of clients as well who have shared their details with us, and we have created all the accounts for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all about trust. It's about faith, because at the end we cannot see. We are visioning. What is the vision of Penguin book writers? If we are getting the number of orders from your side, or if you are referring different people to our company, that's how we are growing our business.
Mm-hmm.
But if we will do these kind of practices, then definitely after, I can say that for 5 months, for 1 year, we can stand in the market. But after that, we are nowhere.
Mm. You know, I trust Ella. I do. It's just I didn't. I've never done this before. So
I understand that. But I can assure you this thing from my side, that your information won't be leaked from our end.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a recorded call. If you want, you can record this particular thing from your side as well.
No, it's okay. So then that means you would be the liaison between me and Amazon or anybody else.
Well,
we're
going to create the account for you, and once the account created, the book is published, then we will hand over the credentials to you. What you can do is, for your safer side, you can change the password. In this way...
Well, you know what? When we get there, I will talk to you.
I will be in touch with you, as I said, that by any chance, if you have anything in mind, do remember that I'm just a text away.
Yeah, we'll do one step at a time, one day at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get the book done. In the beginning I couldn't believe that I was the author of a book. I had to get around that. But now when I read it and reread it, and like I said, with the questionnaire, it does say, there's a section about the author and a section about the book. I happen to like it. I also really know that the team has been really, really good. So we'll just do one step at a time.
Giving your birth to a child, you can think like that.
Yes, you're right.
Yes. So, everything is new to you right now. You're taking the experience, but in the future, you have all the exposure as well. And I'm saying that we really have a long way to go in the future.
Okay.
So, in the future, while you will place the order for another book, then you will definitely put all these details up front, and then you will tell me, hey, Daniel, I want the book writing, the publishing, book cover designing, marketing, XYZ services that you have given me earlier, you have to put all together in the package and give me the price. Because then you are aware of the process.
Okay, so now what we're doing right now is to market the book before it comes out. Is that correct?
I didn't get the question.
What we're doing right now, the service fee that we have right now, that's to start marketing the book before it comes out, once I finish all of these questionnaires?
It's a complete 3 months marketing package that I've sold to you right now, okay?
Okay.
If you want, you can go with the pre-booking marketing for 1 month, and then you can utilize the 2 months after that. But my personal suggestion, if you have just 3 months, then go with the social media marketing after once the book is live.
Okay, I trust you.
All right.
I mean, this is your experience.
We need time to spread the awareness about yourself. Because you're introducing yourself as an author for the first time, we have to create the credibility of your profile. All right. We have to get you the number of audience. So for that, we need some time as well. So for that, 3 months is something that we can work on in order to show you some satisfactory results.
Okay. So I will. So do I need to send the page of the author and the book first, and then complete all the other information?
Regarding what?
No, you just said about introducing me as the author. So in the publishing questionnaire, one of the pages is about the author and one is about the book. I have completed both those pages. Do I send those pages first to Ella?
Yes. You can share all these details with Ella because she is the one who's handling all the delivery. She's communicating with the writing team. She's communicating with me as well. She's making sure that you will get everything on time.
Okay, so I can send those two first before I... Okay, do I not need to set up a new bank account yet, right? Not until we publish the book.
Obviously, but in the meantime... just to save the time, you can initiate working on that to create a separate account. And on the other hand, we are moving forward with the finalization of the book too. But as I said, that once you will approve the manuscript, then we will first send you a printed copy. You can review it. Once you will give us your go-ahead that everything is fine, then we will go ahead and publish the book for you.
Okay, so Monday I will send Ella my write-up of me, the author, and my write-up of the book, and then so that will say who I am and what the book is.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
And I also got the notification from my finance department that the payment went through successfully for $350. Like after this call, I will also get you the paid receipt as well for your record.
Okay, and then it'll be... for 4 months, correct?
Yes. Obviously.
Okay.
We already had a word on it.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you very much.
No problem, my dear. No problem. I'm always here. In case if you will have anything, as I said, I'm just a text away.
So then once the book is done, I'll get one hard copy for myself, right?
Yes. You will get one printed copy from my side to you.
Okay. Wow, that would be awesome.
You're happy.
Okay.
I'm happy.
Yes, we're all okay. Thank you, Daniel. Have a nice weekend.
You too, my dear. Bye bye. God bless.
Okay. Bye bye. Okay. Bye.